football finals season is here. Yes, already. This Saturday, the East Kimberley Football League has its grand final. The Ord River Magpies and the Halls Creek Hawks. Kununurra-based Tim Lees has been calling games for the league this year. He will be on the sidelines with the microphone again. Hi, Tim.
How you going, Vanessa?
Great to speak with you. Last week, the Halls Creek Hawks on their home ground overcame the Warringarry Crows to make it into the final. What do you think it is about the Hawks that could make them premiership contenders this year?
Oh, look, they're incredibly fast and, they're the reigning premiers. So they're the team to beat, essentially. You know, from 2 years ago, obviously with the COVID-affected season last year, they've had the wood over the Magpies over the last, well, recent times until the second semi-final where the Magpies got across the line with a tight 7-point win. But they have played each other twice in the last 5 or 6 weeks, essentially, with the Hawks getting over the line by a kick just in that. So they've had a couple of really close games. And the Maggies sort of getting that monkey off the back with that second semi-final win, going straight through to the grand final. They've had the week off. The Hawks have had to do it the long way around through the preliminary final and knocking off a gallant Warringarry Crows by only 6 points. So it'll just be, it's that old adage, you know, do you want to have a week off during finals? Is it better to play every week? I'm sure coaches will be sort of throwing both adages at their troops in the preparations. But yeah, it's going to be an absolute cracking game on Saturday, Vanessa.
It certainly will. Two fabulous teams. The Magpies, as you say, they went straight through to the final. Why might they be holding the cup aloft? What might give them the edge apart from a week off?
Oh, look, they've been the probably the clear best side most of the year. Obviously, the Hawks, though, have had the wood over them, knocking them off during the regular season. So it was a bit of a case of undefeated Magpies late in the season playing the Hawks. And so they've been that sort of side that's been the, you know, the thorn in the side of the Magpies. But they've had a great season. They're a strong structural unit, and they've got an emphasis on that long, direct kicking game. They've got some veterans in their lineup like Timo D. Drixon and Matty Stubbs and, you know, Raymond Judici now, who's an ex-Waffle player. So, yeah, I think, just the Magpies, the season they've had, they've very much earned their minor premiership status and, you know, to go through to the grand final and to get the Hawks there as well. It's kind of pleasing from a neutral perspective to see the top two sides make it through to the grand final. It sort of just gets the juices flowing ahead of Saturday.
Tim, you mentioned a couple of players. Who else might be a player to watch this weekend on either team?
Yeah, I've scribbled up a few key matchups, Vanessa, that I reckon people will be loving to see on the weekend. I reckon they'll go a long way towards winning the game. Big Raymond Judici, the ruck. You know, I always say you build a premiership around a key ruckman, and he's just been dominant all year. I think he's a big chance to win the association medal. Big Dixon for the Hawks. He's been someone who rarely has actually challenged Raymond. So I think that key matchup in the middle there. You've got Brent McGinty. He's been an amazing player for the Hawks. I think he'll match up against Josh Power, who, again, he's had a dominant season. Ex-Swan Districts, Kalamunda Junior Footy Club. Josh, he's had a great season. Come across from the Wyndham Crocs, been a big addition. My X factor for the Magpies, though, I've put down here Jackson Forbes. I think he's a key forward. He pushes up the ground, and if he gets his hands on it a lot, I think they generally play well, the Magpies. But they've got Kirsten Hunter, the Wiz Woodhouse, I call him, down forward. Two players that can break a game apart. And, you know, when you look at the Hawks lineup, they've got so many players that could do the same. The Long boys, Bryson and Kieran Long, you know, when they played just at the late part of the season, kicked three or four each. William Dunker up forward's dangerous. They're down back, almost pretty much best on ground in their last losing final was Patrick Bradshaw. He was amazing, big fella. Kind of reminded me of Derek Kickett back in the day, just bustles through packs. Big long kicks. Antonio Bradshaw, he's the X factor. He's scintillating. He just burns the footy out from the half back. So I think the Magpies will need to have a plan for him. Otherwise, if he gets hold of the footy, he could tear the match apart. And they've got two, Vanessa, two fellas that I reckon, if you were a backman, they'd be It'd be your worst nightmare. CJ Seaton and Jaden McAdam, they are big fellas. And Craig Dempsey was actually using them on and off the bench in the finals, and they're just menacing. Two big fellas that come up and clink the footy in the forward line, so the Hawks will be looking to use those two big boys, and a couple of big jobs for the Magpie backs, but I'll probably just slip in Ryan Claus there for the Maggies as well, if he can get on the field, and he's just a big matchup for any defence to match up against. So, yeah, I know I've thrown a few names around, but it's I'm really excited.
What a lineup! What a terrific local field of talent. Tim Lees is with me on ABC Radio. And this weekend, on Saturday afternoon, it's the East Kimberley Football League Grand Final, the Ord River Magpies and the Halls Creek Hawks. The game will have its bounce down at 4 o'clock at the Town Oval. But if you can't make the match, you can tune in to Tim through his Facebook page, Lees Media, for the call. Tim, what have you enjoyed about the games this year?
Oh, look, I think probably the feature I've enjoyed the most is the family atmosphere. I think the feature of that second semi-final at the Agricultural Oval was there was this big mob of kids behind the goals. It was hilarious. And as the ball went in for goals or points, the kids would clamber to grab the footy and hand it back to the umpire. And it was just a feature of pure delight, the kids. They loved it. And I think that's what, you know, any person who's involved in football remembers, you know, their first interactions as a kid, going to the footy, getting a meat pie, playing juniors, hanging around, watching the seniors. I think that's probably been a feature of the East Kimberley Footy League. For someone who loves country footy, it's very much alive and well up here. I think families get around it. Local businesses really support the clubs well. And, yeah, I think I've just been thoroughly impressed. For someone who's only been up here since January, I think it's one of the best country league I've been a part of anyway.
Oh, that is a great tribute to everyone who's involved, be it the volunteers, the parents, the players, and obviously all the officials who make the games happen week in, week out. Tim, it's going to be a terrific match. Thanks for giving us a preview of the East Kimberley Grand Final this Saturday afternoon.
No problems at all. And if I could just give a shout out to all the local Kununurra-based clubs and to Port Wyndham Crocs. I know the Magpies, the Demons, the Crows, and the Crocs in particular have given me great support this season, particularly the Magpies at home games. At one stage, Vanessa, I had a scissor lift and I was 12 metres up in the air calling a match.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was an awesome experience for me. And for someone who's just doing it for the love and being a frustrated ex-player, I've received amazing support from the Kununurra-based club. So just a big shout-out to all the clubs and, of course, Wayne Paul and the league.
It is much easier on the knees to be calling a game rather than in the thick of the ruck, Tim. I'm sure many an ex-player can empathise with you. Well, enjoy the call. It's going to be an incredible game. Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing which captain will hold it aloft. Jesse Shaw for the Magpies or Reginald Madden for the Hawks? We'll have to wait and see.